Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will start to learn about Allah's mercy. And at the beginning, we will learn about Allah's will, as Allah's mercy is a form of Allah's will. Actually, Allah's will is the only power in life that determines events and destinies, directing them to the determined results. This means that all the events and all the destinies and all the results in this life, all of these are only up to Allah's will. We will read now from the Quran, from Surah number 33, verse number 38, to realize the power of Allah's will. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There is no blame on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in that which Allah has made legal for him. That has been Allah's way with those who have passed away of the prophets of old, and the command of Allah is the decree determined.
Actually, sister, the meaning of Allah's will, the command of Allah is a decree determined. That means that none can interfere with the command of Allah, none can interfere with the will of Allah. It is a decree determined, and actually it is the command of Allah which determines the event, the destinies and the results in our life. At the beginning, let us agree that Islam means submission to Allah's will. The meaning of Islam. Islam is submission to Allah's will. We need to realize that Islam is not a set of manners, moral values, collection of laws, regulations, or traditions. All these are included in Islam, but they don't make up Islam in its totality. Islam means submission to Allah's will. That is to say, acceptance of Allah's will, because mankind are subject to the will of Allah. The will of Allah governs their life, the earth they live on, the planets, and Allah's will governs the whole universe. All the whole universe is controlled and run by Allah's will only. Now we will read from the verses of the Quran about the will of Allah, so that we will realize that the will of Allah controls everything in the worldly life. We will read now from many verses of the Quran so that this meaning will be clear in our mind, inshallah, as it will guide us to obedience of Allah's commands very easily. We will start with Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 213. And we will notice that Allah's will is mentioned in many and many of the verses of the Quran, a reminder to the believer regarding the power of Allah, the controller of the heavens and the earth. Surah number 2, verse number 213. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Mankind were one community, and Allah sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings. And with them He set down the scripture and truth to judge between people and matters wherein they differed. And only those to whom the scripture was given differed concerning it after clear proofs had come unto them through hatred one to another. Then Allah by His leave guided those who believed to the truth of that wherein they differed. And Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path.
So actually from this verse of the Quran it is clear that Allah guides whom He wills to a straight path. It is the will of Allah the Almighty which is behind the guidance of whom He wills to the straight path. We will read from again from Surah number 2, verse number 220. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually, we'll read 219 and 220 because they are related together. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما ويسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل العفو كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون في الدنيا والآخرة ويسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم والله يعلم المفسد من المصلح ولو شاء الله لأعنتكم إن الله عزيز حكيم.
They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning alcoholic drink and gambling. Say, in them is a great sin and some benefits for men, but the sin of them is greater than their benefit. And they ask you what they ought to spend. Say, that which is beyond your needs. Thus Allah makes clear to you His laws in order that you may give thought into this worldly life and in the hereafter. And they ask you concerning orphans. Say, the best thing is to work honestly in their property. And if you mix your affairs with theirs, and they are your brothers, and Allah knows him who means mischief to swallow their property from him who means good, or to save their property. And if Allah had wished, He could have put you into difficulties. Truly, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise.
Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us regarding some of the rules of Islam, but at the end of these two verses of the Quran, Allah is clarifying that, and if Allah had wished, He could have put us into difficulties. Again and again, it is the rules of Islam which are actually within the limitations of the human beings. And it is still Allah's will that can put us into many difficulties, but Allah is the all-wise, the most merciful. We will read again from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 242. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 247 from Surah number 2. Bismillah. We will read actually 246 and 247 so that we can understand the meaning. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam tara ila al-mala'i min bani Israel min ba'di Musa iz qalu li nabiyin lahum ib'ath lana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah. قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين. وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا. قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال. قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم. والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Have you not thought about the group of the children of Israel after the time of Moses? When they said to a prophet of theirs, appoint for us a king, and we will fight in Allah's way. He said, would you then refrain from fighting if fighting was prescribed for you? They said, why should we not fight in Allah's way, while we have been driven out of our homes, and our children, our families, have been taken as captives? But when fighting was ordered for them, they turned away, all except a few of them. And Allah is all aware of the Zalimu, the polytheists and wrongdoers. And their prophet Samuel, alayhi salam, said to them, indeed Allah has appointed Talut, Saul, as a king over you. They said, how can he be a king over us when we are fitter than him for the kingdom? And he has not given enough wealth. He said, verily Allah has chosen him above you and has increased him abundantly in knowledge and stature. And Allah grants his kingdom to whom he wills. And Allah is all sufficient for his creatures' needs, the all-knower.
So actually in these verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is mentioning that Allah grants his kingdom to whom he wills. Because those people were not happy with their king, and they were saying that he does not have enough wealth. But Allah replied that Allah grants his kingdom to whom he wills. So we will read more and more about Allah's will from the same surah, surah number 2, verse number 261. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills. Allah is sufficient for His creatures' needs, and He is the All-Knower.
Allah the Almighty is teaching us about His will, and Allah is mentioning in this verse of the Quran that He gives the manifold increase to whom He wills. When we spend for the sake of Allah, this means that we will be rewarded from Allah the Almighty according to His will, and He can give manifold increase to whom He wills up to 700, inshallah. We will learn more about the wisdom in this life, and whom Allah is granting them wisdom, and that wisdom is up to Allah's will, from the same surah, surah number 2, verse number 269. The same surah. Surah number 2, 269. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
He grants hikmah to those He pleases. Bismillah ar-Rahim. He grants hikmah to whom He pleases. And he to whom hikmah is granted is indeed granted abundant good. But none, remember, will receive admonition except men of understanding.
So actually, All of us is looking for Allah to grant him hikmah, which is wisdom, but Allah is mentioning that he granted that the wisdom only to whom he wills, not to everyone. It is the will of Allah which decide whom Allah will grant him the wisdom. We will read about how Allah shaped us in the wombs of our mothers, and that our shape is up to Allah's will, from Surah number 3, verse number 6. Surah Al-Imran, verse number 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. سورة number 3 verse number 6.
He is who shapes you in the wombs. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. He is who shapes you in the wombs as he wills. La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but he, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Actually, sister, when a mother is pregnant, she is always looking for a baby to be beautiful, to have beautiful eyes, to have beautiful hair, to have a healthy body, okay? It is not up to what we wish or what we look for. It is only up to the will of Allah, the one who shapes us in the wombs. And it is only up to Allah's will. This is clarifying to us how Allah's will is controlling everything in this life. And we are continuing to learn about Allah's will from the same surah, surah number 3, verse number 13. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة number 3 verse number 13 قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There has already been a sign for you, O Jews, and the two armies that met in combat, an example of the battle of Badr. One was fighting in the cause of Allah, and as for the other, they were disbelievers. The believers saw them, the disbelievers, with their own eyes twice their number, although they were three times their number. And Allah supports with his victory whom he wills. Verily, in this is a lesson for those who understand.
Allah the Almighty is teaching us and informing us that victory is up to him. Victory is up to his will. A lesson for those who understand, not for everyone. For those only who understand, they must realize that Allah supports with his victory whom he wills, because Allah will control everything in this life. We will know more about the sustenance, and we will realize that sustenance is only up to Allah's will, from the same surah, surah number 3, verse number 37. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually, we will read from 35 to 37 so that we can understand the meaning. Surah number 3 from 35 to 37. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نظرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم. فلما وضعتها قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم. فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember when the wife of Imran said, O my Lord, I have vowed for you with the child that is in my womb to be dedicated for your services, free from all worldly work, to serve your place of worship. So accept this from me. Verily you are the all-hearer, the all-knowing. Then when she gave birth to her child, Miriam, she said, O my Lord, I have given birth to a female child. And Allah knew better than what she brought forth. And the male is not like the female. And I have named her Miriam. And I seek refuge with you, Allah, for her and for her offspring from the shaitan, the outcast. So her Lord Allah accepted her with goodly acceptance. He made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zachariah. Every time he entered Mihrab, to visit her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Miriam, from where have you got this? She said, This is from Allah. Verily, Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit.
Actually, sister, this is the reality of the worldly life. Every one of us is after the sustenance by all the means. We always remember that Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills. Sustenance is up to Allah's will because Allah is the creator of the heavens and earth. Allah is the owner of the heavens and earth. Accordingly, the sustenance is only up to the will of Allah, and Allah the Almighty provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. There is no limit for Allah's sustenance as Allah is the owner of everything. A fact which actually is a glad tiding to the believers that when you are looking for your sustenance, look for your sustenance in through Allah's will, and don't ever think that the people are controlling your sustenance. Sustenance is only and only up to Allah's will, who can provide sustenance without limits to whom He wills. We will continue to learn about Allah's will and Allah's mercy. We will read from the same surah, surah number 3, verse number 74. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually, we will read 73 and 74. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تؤمنوا إلا لمن تبع دينكم قل إن هدى الله قل إن الهدى هدى الله أن يؤتى أحد مثل ما أوتيتم أو يحاجوكم عند ربكم قل إن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
And believe no one except the one who follows a religion. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily, right guidance is the guidance of Allah. And do not believe that anyone can receive like that which you have received. Otherwise, they would engage you in argument before your Lord. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the bounty is in the hand of Allah. He grants to whom He wills, and Allah is sufficient for His creatures' needs, the All-Knower. He selects for His mercy Islam and the Quran and with prophethood whom He wills, and Allah is the owner of great bounty.
Actually, sister, verse number 73, Allah the Almighty is teaching us, informing us that all the bounty is in the hand of Allah, the Almighty. Whatever you are looking for in this worldly life is in the hands of Allah, and He grants to whom He wills. So whatever you are looking for in this worldly life regarding having a baby or having a husband or having a family or having a car, having a house, having whatever you are, qualification, whatever you are looking for in this worldly life, it is in the hands of Allah only, the Almighty, and He grants to whom He wills. It is the will of Allah that controls the distribution of the bounties of Allah. This is number one. Number two, in verse number 74, Allah is clarifying that He selects for His mercy whom He wills. So we must realize that the mercy of Allah is the greatest blessing in this worldly life. The question is, how can I achieve, or how can I have Allah's mercy? Allah's mercy is up to Allah's will. I cannot have Allah's mercy except through Allah's will. So again and again, it is the will of Allah that controls everything in this worldly life, whether it is a materialistic issue or it is the mercy of Allah. We will continue to learn about Allah's will from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 49. Surah number 4, verse number 49. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ألم تر إلى الذين يزكون أنفسهم بل الله يزكي من يشاء ولا يظلمون فتيلا.
Have you not seen those Jews and Christians who claim sanctity for themselves? Nay, but Allah sanctifies whom He wills, and they will not be dealt with injustice even equal to the extent of a skellish thread in a long slit of a date stone.
It is again and again the will of Allah which actually controls everything and which determines everything. We will learn again and again about the will of Allah from the same surah, surah number 4, 133. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will read 132 and 133. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. سورة number 4, verse number 132 and 133. وللله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah is ever all sufficient as disposer of affairs. If He wills, He can take you away, O people, and bring others, and Allah is ever all potent over that.
Actually, sisters, we must always believe that Allah is the controller of everything. Allah is the one who provides us with sustenance. Allah is the one who supports us with victory. Allah is the one who shapes us in the wombs. Allah is the one who selects for His mercy. And Allah is the one who can take away our life. You know? So this means that Allah is controlling everything. If He can take away our life and bring others, okay? And actually Allah is ever and all potent over that. This means that it is the will of Allah that is controlling everything. We will continue to learn from Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 39, about the will of Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number 5, chapter number 5, verse number 40. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض يعذب من يشاء ويغفر لمن يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير.
Know you not that to Allah alone belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? He punishes whom He wills, and He forgives whom He wills, and Allah is able to do all things.
Actually, sisters, regarding the punishment in the worldly life and in the hereafter, it is also up to Allah's will. Allah punishes whom He wills and He forgives whom He wills. No one can question Allah, "Oh Allah, why you forgive my husband and you don't forgive me? Oh Allah, why you are punishing me and not punishing, you know, my friend?" No one can question Allah because it is only up to the will of Allah to punish or to forgive. Alhamdulillah, now we learn about the will of Allah and how the will of Allah is the only power in the universe. Actually, we will learn more about that fact, which every believer must have it very clear in his spirit. Allah's will is the only power in the universe. We will read from Surah number 12, verse number 12, 21. Okay. Actually, the verse which we will read it now is related to the story of Prophet Joseph. Okay, we will read and we will focus on the rule which is Allah's will is the only power in the universe. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
And he, the man from Egypt, who bought him, said to his wife, "Make his stay comfortable. Maybe he will profit us, or we shall adopt him as a son." Thus did we establish Joseph in the land, that we might teach him the interpretation of events. And Allah has full power and control over his affairs, but most of men know not.
So actually, sister, this is the rule of the Quran. Allah the Almighty has full power and control over His affairs. But most of the human beings, they know not. As believers in the oneness of Allah, we must actually believe in the Quran and we must recite the Quran and we must learn the rules of the Quran. And this is one of the most important rules of the Quran, which we must know it. Otherwise, this means that we are ignorant regarding the rules of the Holy Quran, the guidance of the Muslims in the worldly life. Allah has full power and control over His affairs. None of the human being can have any power. None of the human being can control anything in the worldly life. It is only the power of Allah which control all the affairs in this life. We must believe also that everything happens in this life is according to Allah's will. And Allah's will is accomplished. We will read from Surah number 54, verse number 50. In bismillah Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna kulla shay'in qalaqnahu biqadar. Wama amruna illa wahidatun kalamhim bilbasar. 54, verse number 49 and 50.
Okay. Verily we have created all things with color, divine preordained.
This is a difficult one.
Okay. Verily we have created all things with color, divine preordainments of all things before their creation, as written in the Book of Decrees. And our commandment is but one, as the twinkling of an eye.
Okay. So actually Allah the Almighty is clarifying that His command is but one as the twinkling of an eye. This means that when Allah will give His command, life will change in the time which is equal to twinkling of an eye. Okay? Everything will be upside down according to the command of Allah, which is up to the will of Allah. We must believe also that the only will that people have is what Allah wills for them. Okay? It is not my will which is controlling my life. It is the will of Allah which is controlling my will and controlling my life. We will read from Surah number 87. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 87, verse number 29. In a different verse of the Quran. But let us now learn that what Allah wills for us occurs, and what Allah doesn't will for us will not occur. This we will read it from Surah number 3. We already read this from Surah number 3, verse number 40. We must believe that no one can protect against Allah's will. No one can prevent Allah's will from running its course. And should Allah will to harm someone or show them mercy, His will shall be done. We will read from Surah number 10, verse number 107, to learn about the harm and the good, and how it is the harm and the mercy, and that it is only up to the will of Allah. بالله الرحمن الرحيم مسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له لا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله يصيب به من يشاء من عباده وهو الغفور الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And if Allah touches you with harm, there is none who can remove it but He. And if He intends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor which He causes it to reach whomsoever of His slaves He wills. And He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful.
Actually, sisters, we must believe that we have no control over anything that belongs to us. Everything belongs to Allah, and everything is controlled by Allah's will. We must also believe that the creator of the universe is the one who is determining our affairs and assigning to us our rules in the worldly life. Let us learn in more details about the will of Allah and how it works in this worldly life. We will read from Surah number 6, verse number 73, to learn about how Allah's will is working in this worldly life. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق ويوم يقول كن فيكون قوله الحق وله الملك يوم ينفخ في الصور عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الحكيم الخبير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is He who has created the heavens and the earth in truth, and on the day, example, the day of resurrection, He will say, be, and it is. His word is the truth. His will be the dominion on the day when the trumpet will be blown. All knower of the unseen and the seen, He is the all-wise, well aware of all things.
So Allah the Almighty is clarifying that His power is the power which is controlling everything, and His will is unrestricted. Allah creates, Allah changes and replaces as He pleased. This fact actually is very important for us for the proper understanding of the concept of faith. To believe that this life is run only by the will of Allah the Almighty, this will inspire us to submit to Allah's power and to obey all His commands. This life is run by the word be. The will of Allah is working by the word be. When Allah will say be, it is. It will be. So we are all looking for the word be to be said by Allah, so that all our problems will be solved and all our hopes will become a reality. It is only the word be by Allah the Almighty. This fact is also mentioned again in Surah Yasin, in Surah number 36, verse number 82 and 83, regarding the word be, which is controlling our life through the will of Allah. We will read now from Surah number 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 82 and 83. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
Verily his command when he intends a thing is only that he says to it be and it is. So glorified is he and exalted above all that they associate with him, and in whose hands is the dominion of all things, and to him you shall be returned.
So actually, sisters, it is the word be which can change everything in this worldly life. Allah mentioned in verse number 82, verily his command when he intends a thing. That thing can be a galaxy, can be the earth, can be an ant or a mosquito. It is all the same, requiring no more than a simple word. Be, and it is there. Nothing is easy or difficult, near or far. Once Allah's will intends something, it exists whatever it may be. This is the will of Allah, our Lord, the one whom we worship, the only one whom we ask for help, because everything is up to one word, which is the word be. And actually, we must glorify Allah the Almighty, because the dominion of all the things is in his hands, and we will return to him on the day of judgment, and we are hoping for his mercy to save us from the hellfire and to be our way to the paradise, inshallah. To know more and more about the will of Allah, we will read from Surah number 33, verse number 37. Surah number 33, verse number 36. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is not for a believer, men or women, when Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter, that they should have any option in their decision. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed strayed into a plain error.
So actually, sister, this Quranic rule is very important for every believer to learn it and to believe in it. Allah is clarifying that it is not for a believer when Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter that they should have an option in their decision. What is the meaning of this, sisters? The meaning of this, sisters, is that we are not the one to choose what to do or not to do. It is the command of Allah which is controlling our decisions. And actually, when the belief in Allah's will was clear and established in the hearts of the first Muslim community, they surrendered themselves truly and completely to Allah, leaving nothing for themselves. They accepted everything Allah willed for them, realizing that it is Allah's will that determines every event and every situation. This acceptance gave them comfort and reassurance. They simply received Allah's will as something they expected, causing them neither astonishment nor upset. When we believe from the depths of our heart that it is the will of Allah that is controlling all our life, we will realize that I don't have the right to choose. I must only accept. And when I accept, this means that I save my spirit from the feeling of sadness or injustice or upset or disagreement with Allah the Almighty. You know, in this worldly life, we don't have the right to choose. In this worldly life, we are the slaves of Allah, whom they believe that it is Allah's will that is controlling their life. I am not controlling my life. I am not choosing my life. I am in this life in a test. There is a will which is controlling my life. If I believe that this will is the will which is taking care of all my affairs, I must accept it. And I must be ready for anything from Allah. Maybe today I am healthy, maybe tomorrow I will lose my health. Today I have a family, maybe tomorrow there will be no family. Today I have a home, maybe tomorrow there is no home. Today I have a problem, maybe tomorrow it will be solved. You get my point? I am living this life not up to my will, not up to what I like, not to what I choose. I am living this life according to the will of Allah. I am trying my best to obey Him and to have the best connection with Him so that I will call on Him all the time to shower me with His mercy and not to put on me burden which I can't tolerate. That's it. This is the worldly life. I am mentally open to anything to happen to me in this life, but so long I have the right connection with Allah, I am sure that He will shower me with His mercy in all the situations. I am never alone. The one who has the will, which is controlling life, is taking care of me. He will test me with hardship, but He will shower me with His mercy at the same time. So, actually, sisters, the belief in the mercy of Allah, the Almighty, will make us to believe that everything can occur at any time. And the solution for our problems can come at any time. Not up to the time which I am looking for, not up to the time which I expect, but it is up to the time which Allah will determine for me. Okay, and actually when this will be clear in my spirit, I will not be upset when I can't achieve what I am looking for. Because it is not up to me, it is up to Allah. Maybe I was looking forward to be a successful pediatrician. I tried my best, but the will of Allah does not agree for this. This was not what Allah chose for me. So I am supposed to accept it. Believing that I am not the controller. So wrong, I am not the controller and Allah is the one controlling and I am just a slave for Him. So I must accept. Okay? Acceptance is the way of the good worldly life. We cannot live a good worldly life while we fight with the one who controls our life. I can fight with any human being because he cannot control my life. But the one whose will is controlling my life, I can't fight with him because I don't have a will. And the more I have problems with him, the more he will punish me. Okay, the more my life will be complicated, the more hardships I will be facing. Why? Because I am fighting with the Lord of the heavens and earth. And when you ask yourself why you have this fight, because I am not accepting. But on what basis you are not accepting Allah's decree, in spite of the fact that His will is controlling your life? So you see, sisters, when you believe in sincerity that Allah is the one controlling our life and Allah is the most merciful, as we will learn in the coming classes about Allah's will, you will be all the time accepting Allah's decree. Whatever Allah planned for, it will happen. I cannot prevent anything. I cannot stop anything. I have one way to live this life in a peaceful way. Acceptance. If I accept, I will save my health, my spirit, my time, my acts of worship, my responsibilities in this worldly life. And I will receive the reward from Allah regarding accepting Allah's decree and being a good servant to Allah. Most of the human beings are not living according to this rule. Most of the human beings are not happy with Allah's decree, with Allah's will. They are very upset because they don't have the right to choose. They don't know that this is not, you know, part of the rules of the worldly life. As Allah is clarifying that we don't have the right to choose. It is not an option in the worldly life to choose. If I have the right to choose, maybe I will choose to live in my country. I will choose to live with my parents. I will choose to work as a pediatrician. I will choose to have a boy and a girl. Okay? My life will be totally different. But I don't have the right to choose. Why? Because I am in a test. If I choose everything, life will be so easy for me. It is not a test. When Allah decided to make the worldly life a test, this means that it will be difficult. How it is difficult? It is difficult through the reality that you are not here to choose. You are here to obey and to accept and to be patient. Okay? And to believe in Allah the Almighty. So actually, this is the way of guidance in the worldly life. The true belief, you know, in the facts related to Allah the Almighty. When my belief is clear, my guidance will be easy. But so long I am ignorant and I am arrogant, I will never believe. And this is the life of most of the human being. Not happy. They are not agree with Allah. They don't agree with Allah's decree. In reality, they are not happy with Allah. They worship Him when they need Him. When they don't need Him, they never show up. Okay, and keep on life like this, miserable life. We cannot escape Allah. Allah is with us in every second. Allah is controlling our life in every second. I can be healthy and excellent now and believing that I can run my life alone, and in 1 second I can become blind. At that second I will remember Allah. And I will say, oh Allah, save me. Now you remember Allah during the hardship. Why you didn't remember Him when you were in a good shape? You see, Daniel, this is the problem with Allah. Allah knows every one of us. Allah is with us by His knowledge all the time. And Allah is putting us in hardship because we deserve hardship. Because we only call on Him during the time of hardship. So He will put us on hardships to call on Him, to remember Him. How He can make human being to remember Him while the only... You get my point? This is the problem of the human beings. When you try to teach this to the human beings, be close to Allah at the time of, you know, prosperity, so that Allah will not put you in adversity. They never obey. Daniel. No. Everything is all right. I control my life. I am taking care of everything. I can run my life the way I like. Until the hardship will come. At that point, we will become very weak. And in great need of Allah. Now we are in great need of Allah. When we learn that the will of Allah is the only power in this worldly life, the will of Allah is controlling all our affairs, the will of Allah is behind all the events of our life, this means that I am submitting all my life, every second, for the sake of obedience of Allah, so that Allah, inshaAllah, will shower us with His mercy. InshaAllah, next class, I will start with the mercy. mercy of Allah, the definition of the mercy of Allah, the forms of the mercy of Allah. Inshallah, we will have some classes about Allah's mercy, because it is very important for every believer to know about Allah's mercy, how it is the most important blessing in the worldly life and in the hereafter, that Allah will shower you with His mercy. What are the ways for to have Allah's mercy? Inshallah, we will learn everything about Allah's mercy in full details in the coming classes, calling on Allah to shower us with His mercy, inshallah, all the time, and let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيد محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah.